Are you back again? Well, I understand that you can't get enough of me, but today I want to see how far I can push you before you really can't take it anymore. So, if you're at home right now, maybe even alone, it's best to turn off this recording, otherwise, it won't be half as fun. A serious warning, sweetie, and I'm not joking. Do not listen to this recording while driving or doing anything that requires your full concentration. I don't want to endanger anyone. Do you understand? Good. So, if you can't take it anymore, you can always turn me off, but maybe you don't want to. Who knows? You might want to put your headphones on now if you haven't already. Otherwise, let's get started. Are you in the office? Or maybe on the bus or the train? No matter where you are, the important thing is that there are people around you. People who have absolutely no idea what's going on in your head and that you're not listening to music right now. Oh, if they knew what my voice is going to do to you and your body in the next few minutes. But who knows? They might see more of it than you'd want them to. Can you feel it already? Can you feel the thought of being caught or getting horny in public? Is it turning you on? Can you feel it causing a tingling sensation between your legs? You're trying to convince yourself that it isn't so, but we both know that you can't get enough of my voice. I could probably just read my groceries to you now and it would excite you. How about we try it? Two eggs, a long, thick cucumber, a pack of hard, uncooked pasta, two fresh melons, and, oh, of course, whipped cream. I could probably go on like this for hours, because it's my voice that arouses you and you love it. Sweetie, I want to take you a little further, torment you a little, and push you over the edge. So, imagine I'm with you right now, my hand gently sliding down one thigh, so awfully slowly along the inside to your knees. And then just as slowly again upward towards your crotch as I slowly kneel down between your legs and let my second hand travel up your other thigh. Did I just see something twitch in your trousers? That's exactly what I want. My hands will keep moving towards your crotch. And I want to feel your cock through your trousers. I see someone can't wait to get it out. Imagine my hands first going to your belt buckle, unbuckling it in one swift motion before unbuttoning and oh so slowly unzipping. Now, always remember, if the people around you could see the images in your head and what I'm doing to you, well, who knows? Maybe that cute co-worker across the office would love to help you unwrap your cock. Or that woman on the train sitting in front of you wants to get closer and sees exactly what happens next. In your head, with my voice. Everything revolves around you and your cock that is getting harder and harder by the moment. My hands reach into your waistband and pull your trousers down over your thighs so that I finally have free access to your cock and your bulging, achy balls. Now he's ready for me, and he really can't wait to get all of my attention. All of my attention that he, and most importantly, you, sweetie, deserve. In your subconsciousness, the thought is growing. If someone will notice what you are listening to. While gently moving your body, trying to rub the fabric of your pants to get more stimulation. But it won't help you. I will tease you so much that you'll explode as soon as you get the chance to be alone. Unless, sweetie, you can't take it anymore and your thoughts take you by surprise and everyone around you wonders why you're squirming and trying to stifle your moans. Let me keep telling you what I'm going to do with you. I'll kneel in front of you. Fuck your cock at the right height of my mouth and I can see your pulse with every little twitch of your cock. I grip him tightly with one hand and the other will wander to your balls. Oh, I can't wait to drain them for you, milking you dry every single drop, all out of you until you are completely dry. Oh, I know you like it when I reduce you to just a fuck toy for me, something for me to play with, to use for my own enjoyment and my own satisfaction. Oh, I have to try your cock. I want to know how you taste and how good you're going to feel in my mouth. Oh, fuck. I can feel your veins pulsing against my lips as I slide my head back and forth real slow. How good it feels, and I can see from you. You like it very much, don't you, sweetie? Can you hold back your moans? Or is someone already looking at you? And are they looking at your crotch? When I'm done with you, you won't care if anyone is watching. In fact, I think you'd rather like it. Now, do you feel my tongue sliding over the head of your cock? And how my mouth makes your cock really, really wet? So wet that my hand can just slide up and down and pump your cock really good while I circle you in my mouth with my tongue. God, your cock in my mouth feels so good. Oh, I can't get enough of it. How you squirm in front of me. How you twitch in pleasure. Oh, and your cock feels like it could burst. Oh, can you feel the mixture of my saliva and your pre-cum running down my chin and your cock down your balls, which I am still kneading with my other hand, and how it makes everything soaking wet. That feels so good, and don't you worry, sweetie, your balls are in good hands with me. I can feel them filling up and getting bigger just for me. I can't wait to empty them. But not yet. After all, I want to get my money's worth, and remember, The people around you may need a little bit of entertainment. You know you're not the only one who's aroused right now, having all the licking and, of course, your cock. Maybe you have made me a little bit horny too. To visualise it a little bit more for you, I'm wearing a dress, a summer dress. And my panties, I took them off before we even started. So, imagine me grabbing your hand right now and sliding it gently between the slit of my dress, in between my legs, my thighs, and up to my pussy. Can you feel how wet I am already? That's all for you, sweetie. Imagine yourself sitting in your chair right now and I slowly get on top of you, rubbing my little cunt against your soaking wet cock. Oh, how good does that feel? Your cock pressing against my lips. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need your cock inside of me. And I know you can hardly take it anymore. Can the people around you see the beads of sweat on your forehead and wonder why you're breathing so hard? Can you still take it, sweetie? Or are you getting irritable? I grab your cock and I gently rub the tip along my clit, before lowering myself inch by inch until you completely disappear inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, your cock feels so good inside my tight little cunt. Fuck. You stretch me out so much. Oh, let's see if you can handle it. How tight I am. Lean back. Enjoy the show, sweetie. Look how I ride you. Your cock, which keeps disappearing into me for its entire length. Oh, it feels so good being full and filled by a great big cock. I love how you stretch me. I want you to come inside of me. I want you to unload everything in my pussy. I want to milk your cock completely. I want it all. Every single drop. I want you to fuck me hard and fast. And when I get off you, you can see it dripping out of my sweet little cunt and running down my thighs. Faster now. Can you feel my little cunt gripping your cock tighter and tighter and now how it feels more and more intense. I know you can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And I want to come and you want to come and you need to come, don't you, sweetie? You need it. You need it so badly. Don't hold back. This might be the only chance you get to fuck me. So go on. Let yourself go and come inside my pussy. That was good, wasn't it, sweetie? I'm getting you off again. Can you see it dripping out of me and onto your cock? And how are you doing outside of your head right now? Did the people around you notice anything? Could you stand it? Or did you make a mess in your pants? Or did you cheat in our game and did you jerk off yourself? Oh, I know how difficult it is for you to control yourself while listening to my voice. If you made it through and you're still horny, well, I probably don't need to tell you what to do when you have some time to yourself. You know where to find my audio, sweetie. And as always, I'm glad I could make you happy. See you next time, sweetie. Mwah.